This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the great spirit of 1776, I come to you on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, and the internet. I'm Alex Jones. We're going to have wide open phones, take a lot of your calls this hour. Any news item, any story, any piece of propaganda you want to discuss, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Whether you're listening to us on Dr. Wolf's great stations in upstate New York, or on the American Freedom Network in Colorado, or right here in Austin on 1260 AM, or any of the other fine stations from Kansas City, Albuquerque, New Mexico, to Pensacola, Florida. God bless you all. Thank you for joining us today, tonight, depending on what time zone you're vectoring in on. We're about to go to Mark in Minnesota and others that are patiently holding. Bombs killed 19, four police stations, a Red Cross center hit. Two troops killed, 19 dead, 50 to 60, 70, they're not sure, wounded. 14 to 16 dead, again, we're getting different numbers, 650 homes burned as wildfires ravage areas of Southern California around San Bernardino. Michael Schiavo, this creature, is going to be on Larry King Live with the Terry Schiavo case of the woman who they now are having to admit isn't comatose. That they say now is just brain damage, if that's even true. She's just paralyzed, folks, from the upper shoulders down. He's going to be on Larry King Live tonight. I got a bunch of other police state news and stuff I haven't gotten to yet right now. Let's go to Mark in Minnesota. Mark, you're on the air and a part of a global transmission, head on against tyranny.
Hey, Alex.
Yes.
How are you doing? Here's a story. I don't know if you had a chance to read this one, but I thought this is an excellent example of just how everything that goes on in Washington is pure theater, and how they're all in a huge lip lock, both parties. This is from the New York Daily News from October 21st. Former President George Bush, the elder Bush, is honoring Massachusetts Senator Edward Kennedy, who last week called his son a liar on Iraq. And the 41st president is feeling heat from some GOP loyalists.
Well, it's worse than that. I've got a big headline from a paper a listener sent me, and it says, the New World Order, former German Chancellor Helmut Kohl, Gorbachev, former head Soviet, and George Herbert Walker Bush meet to talk about how the New World Order's going.
Yeah, it says, classic case of awkward timing. The elder Bush will present the Kennedy clan's elder statesman with the George Bush Award for Excellence in Public Service on November 7th at Texas A&M University. Home of the Bush Presidential Library.
And home of Homeland Security operations.
Yeah, so Teddy Kennedy is going to be getting the George Bush Award for Excellence in Public Service. If that doesn't tell you how both parties are Xerox copies of each other, then I don't know what will.
Hey, I know. And I know what to do. How about listeners call in with their examples of the neocons and the hijacked conservative movement selling us out? You know, I give the example of supercomputers, open borders, gun control. I give the example of blocking Dan Burton's committee, protecting Bill Clinton on Pardongate. I give the example of campaign finance reform, signing on to UNESCO, expanding Department of Education. I give all these examples, but how about other examples? What have we not thought of, folks? You got any other examples, Mark?
Well, actually, see, Ted Kennedy, he's the conservative. You're the liberal, Alex. Okay?
Well, but I've been accused of that. I'm a commie because I'm totally for the Second Amendment.
I think you pretty... the campaign finance reform bill, can't forget that one. That was talk about the anti-First Amendment. What was it, like over $200 billion in subsidies for farming? But yeah, I mean...
Which, by the way, goes to the big corporate farms and is designed to get the farmers off their land. Anything else, Mark?
I just wanted to make you aware of that.
Well, thank you, yes.
Interesting.
Thank you very much for that. 1-800-259-9231. What's your example of this? If you disagree with me, give me a call.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fioricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $250 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I want to get 5 calls in this segment. Then I'm going to shift gears into the post office. Wants to ID the mail. Oh, yeah. Been warning you about this for a couple years. Smart stamps next in war on terrorism. Oh, it's to keep you safe. And we'll get into a bunch of other key news stories and recap some of the other top stories. Right now, let's talk to Ian up in Canada. Ian, you're on the air.
I wanted to give a heads up for a program which will be broadcast on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation on Wednesday television, Wednesday night at 9 Eastern Time, 8 Central Time. It's going to be a documentary on 9/11 and will include what I suspect will be the European press perspective on the government's criminal culpability.
Well, and, the top 5 best-selling books in Germany, the top 3 in France, are all saying the government did it. There's former top ministers writing the books. This is all over the world. The majority of Europeans are now beginning to believe that the military-industrial complex carried it out. They won't dare do a poll here, but I talk to folks on the streets. Everybody I talk to, people that don't even know me, say, yeah, I had a bad feeling that day about this. Then you look at all the evidence. It's impossible that 19 hijackers did what they claim they did. How'd they make NORAD stand down for an hour and a half? How'd they train them at the so-called flight schools? How'd they have the CIA do a drill that morning of flying planes into buildings in New York and D.C. and order NORAD to stand down? How'd they fly the Al-Qaeda and Taliban out to safety in Afghanistan? How'd the CIA do put options against American and United? On and on. How'd the public officials get warnings not to fly that day? Mainstream news. Why was the building half empty? On and on and on and on and on.
Well, on 9 o'clock Eastern time, 2 days from now, the Fifth Estate, a regular documentary series, is going to directly tackle those questions. And I don't know whether they're going to make the claim that the government was actively involved ridiculous, but it will be interesting to watch that television presentation. You may be able to download it off satellite. Certainly some of your listeners along the northern border.
Well, I forget his name, but he's the big TV critic for, CBC? We had him on earlier this year. He made a documentary, went public on TV, and said, well, either they knew or they did it. I mean, it's one of those two. It certainly didn't happen by accident, and boy, they sure stand to gain.
Yeah, it's interesting the European perspective is sort of creeping into the news services here in North America finally.
But let me add a caveat to that. I'm sure you've heard me, Ian, tell you why that's happening.
Tell me again.
Well, why do you think they're doing this?
Well, because you're getting the story out, and they have to cover their behinds.
Well, you know, that's true. One tactic is to take a story that can bring down the New World Order, inculcate their own diatribe, kind of spin it and water it down. But
right. That's
already happened in our press. Let me tell you why internationally, from Japan to Jakarta to South Africa to Mexico, why this is in the news, why the majority of people believe the government carried it out. Not prior knowledge, believe they carried it out. Let me tell you why. Number one, to answer this question, who owns America? The dominant owners of, and Forbes has reported on this every year, is European banks, European families, the Rothschilds, the Crumps, the Saxe-Coburg Gothas, the Oppenheimers. The classic names own America. They own the majority of the Federal Reserve stock. And so when they say America is this mad dog with the PNAC documents and invading and wanting world domination, they've always got to have a good cop, bad cop. America played the part in the last century as the good cop against Hitler and as the good cop against the Soviet Union. Now they're reversing it where the EU with China and Russia is going to play the good cop. They're going to stand by and go, look how naughty they are, as America plays the part of the new Soviet Union, the new evil empire, attacking and invading. And then the Europe, Russia, and China are now combining. They're dumping the dollar. They're going to the euro. That's now empowering the center of the New World Order to get everybody behind that in kind of a reverse nationalism of, oh, we're all together for the pan-Europe-Asia Union. And then out of those pacts, the whole time they're really controlling America as we play the part of the bad cops. So Europe's coming out and saying right-wingers from Texas, evil right-wingers, and literally it says this, that chew tobacco, that wear cowboy hats, that killed Kennedy, they carried out 9/11 to get America behind this global war for domination. They then used the Brzezinski quotes, the PNAC quotes to prove it. Michael Meacher, the big minister in England, comes out. This other top German minister comes out, lays out the evidence. Everybody goes, oh, yeah, it's true. But, oh, it's that evil cowboy Bush. He did it. When Bush is neither a Texan, neither a Christian, neither a cowboy, and openly works for Europe and is playing this part. So this is all coming out. I'm allowed to put this out because they don't think you're sophisticated enough to get it. They'll then build a giant left-wing counter-revolution, and then America's going to be the bad guy, Europe's going to be the good guy, and we're going to be a third-world part of the Pan-American Union. Go ahead.
The rhetorical question that could be asked that sums that all up is, what interest does the Russian-Chinese alliance have in being run by a new world order, run by the old Anglo-American elites command and control school?
Well, it's incredible. I mean, even these governments aren't very sophisticated. They set governments up all the time. And so then as America plunges, our government's going to point and say, look, they've got a European Union ally with Russia and China. That's why they're doing so well. We've got to have our own Pan-American Union, and the Pan-American Union was already set up under NAFTA and GATT, just like the EU was a trade deal. They're already merging the EU with the American Union, with the Union of American States, with the free trade groups of the Americas. So we're already entering one world government, new global passports. All the countries are saying you got to have biometrics. It's a Social Security style number. It's all going into the same database. It's all the same system. Again, it's the same system acting like its different arms are different entities. We've just got to look past the arms to the shoulders, the head, the torso, the legs, the feet of the system. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Let's talk to Matt in Texas. Matt, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex.
Yes, sir.
It's a little off subject, but I just wanted to point out something about some of the propaganda techniques out there employed by the...
That's not off subject, man. It's whatever you want to do.
Well, have you ever heard of Technology Review Magazine?
Yes.
For some reason, they started sending this to me in the mail. I never subscribed to it, but I'm just getting this magazine now. And I'm looking through it. And
well, that's because you're obviously an IT and a buyer of technology items. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, your list was sold, and they decided you're a value-added customer who has a potential purchase power worth them putting out the basic advertisement.
Well, an advertisement it is. One of the articles that caught my eye and prompted me to call you, actually, is entitled Toward a Brain Internetly. And it's talking about how great it would be to have a microchip.
Let me tell folks what it's going to say before you say it, just to prove the understanding. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. This is a four-year-old plan republished 2 years ago with more detail called the DARPA Hive Mind, the plan by law to make you all take brain chips by 2025, hooked into this Ethernet of Hive Mind. Is that what it says?
It says 2020.
Okay. Well,
but
okay.
Other than that, everything else is correct.
Okay, well, please now tell us. I just want folks to know I read the Army plans 4 years before it's in the news. Go ahead.
Quote from the article, a thought-activated Google search isn't so far out. And medical and military research will drive rapid advances in neural interfaces. It says that he was wondering who wrote La Bamba. He wasn't near an internet connection. Oh, if only he had some sort of microchip in his brain that he could directly interface with the internet. He said, I'm starting to think by 2020 we might actually have wireless internet interfaces that ordinary people will be comfortable with having implanted into their heads.
And it's such a simple surgery.
Oh, yeah, just as ordinary people today are comfortable with going to the mall and having laser eye surgery.
See, I told you I knew the next sentence. And yeah. This is my frustration, brother. I can't articulate my understanding of this, okay? I see the whole massive creature in front of me. How do you describe the horror? And I even see that is a government-written article. Who is this sniveling writer?
His name is Rodney Brooks.
What's it say about Rodney Brooks?
Doesn't say. Well, let's see. It says Rodney Brooks is a director of MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence.
There you go, government
laboratory.
Operative. And they're the ones over the RFID. They're the ones over the electronic voting. Everything. Go ahead.
Well, I've got on the RFID. There's another one in here by Michael Schrade.
Of course, it's all propaganda. How loving it is. But hold on. Let me guess what the next line is. I'd imagine a paragraph down, it talks about how some people won't accept this, but just like people didn't accept pacemakers or wild natives didn't like their photos being taken, this is something we can get over.
That's pretty much dead on. It's talking.
Okay, please continue reading it.
Well, it's talking about how Walmart is working to implement it, and some civil liberties groups are worried about the invasion of technology.
Yeah, but going back to the brain control deal, I'll hold you over. I keep interrupting. Going back to the mind control deal.
The mind control?
Yeah, the first article about the hive mind deal.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's talking about how the remote controlled rats and now they figured out how to totally control the brains of animals with microchips using electrical impulses and how, you know, they could use that for bomb sniffing dogs that they could totally control. And
yeah, we're going to have cyborg attack dogs.
Yeah.
They already have a cockroach that's an assassin. This is 25 years old. It goes in, crawls in your ear with a poison and just lovingly kills you. How's that sound?
Well, considering that I sometimes see cockroaches in my apartment, it's a little scary.
I'm not kidding. Type in cyborg cockroach and you'll see 25-year-old stuff. Now they got them with mounted cameras, weapons, everything.
Cyborg cockroaches. I will definitely look that up. But my point is,
I'll tell you
magazine.
What. Stay there. You're a great caller. I've been running over you in these thought processes. Just stay there. I'll let you finish up, Matt. Then Van, Pat, HW, and many others. Oh, stay with us.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call TermBusters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call TermBusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call TermBusters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use a Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizens Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm watching the tyranny unfold. I'm watching the doors shut. I'm watching the bars appear. I'm watching them build the concentration camps right in front of us. We have a mainstream news article section on PrisonPlanet.com covering that. I got to settle down. I'll never get to all these calls. Ian is gone. We're now talking to Matt, Pat, HW, Don, Jake, and others. Finishing up with what you were saying, we're still talking to Van in Texas. Van, you were talking about this technology magazine, basically propaganda. What was that, Mark?
Yeah, actually, this is still Matt.
Okay, it's still Matt, then we'll go to others. Go ahead and finish up, Matt.
Well, my point is, basically, you know, the propaganda is out there. It's everywhere. We are bombarded with it. I have a hard time articulating it to people myself, but I did type in something about that cyborg cockroach you were telling me about, and I've already found an Associated Press article on it. It actually has a picture of the cockroach with all sorts of little cybernetic implants attached to it.
Yeah, and the Army, this has even been linked, now has armies of these trained, controlled joystick, controlled systems. And by satellite, they can have a plane with parachute, drop cockroaches on a compound of enemies, then somebody with a group of controllers in a trailer or in a bunker in Colorado, where a lot of this is based, send in the cockroaches who then poison you.
That's amazing. Well,
how's that sound?
Very frightening, but, you know, I'm working to wake people up. I'm handing out your videos. I'm doing what you say to do as the best I can. And
well, this is what's scary.
That's all we can do right now.
This is what's scary, Matt. They can't find enough controllers and sociopaths to use these type of weapons on us, so they're going to systems that are computer programs where it's given over to the machines. And that's what ought to concern you, where just a few hundred globalists can control an army of robots, drones, cyborg dogs, robot tanks. They've got these mini tanks. What do you think about that?
Well, that actually puts a new spin on it for me. I never actually thought of it that way. That's very frightening.
They've already produced, sir, thousands of these attack tanks that are smaller than a Chevy pickup truck, bristling with microwave guns, lethal, non-lethal, chemical sprays, and they're planning to deploy them under Homeland Security to every city. How does that sound? And then it's like
it just sounds like that we need to keep telling people the truth. We need to stand by our convictions and know that we're doing God's work. You know, I get ridiculed a lot for a lot of the stuff that I say, but then when I actually come to them with an article talking about it, there's not really much that they can say to disagree with it other than just go into cognitive dissonance and try to justify it.
Absolutely. But just imagine a generation of children playing all these violent video games with 20 different controls, complex systems. They're all going to be these military controllers looking at a satellite map as they drive these robot tanks down our streets, slaughtering us. And, folks, it will come to that unless we wake people up. Go ahead.
Well, you're doing a great job, Alex, and keep up the good work, and I'm out there fighting with you, and we just got to stick to our convictions and tell the truth.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the call, Matt. Let's talk to Pat in Texas. Pat, you're on the air.
Alex?
Yes.
This is Pat, Mike Hansen's friend. I'm in Austin, Texas, and I just came from the Austin Memorial Cemetery, and I couldn't believe what I saw. It was so disgusting. There are, where my parents are buried, there are now a whole bunch of Oriental, Asian tombstones in a row. Huge ones.
Ma'am, unfortunately, your phone's distorting. Maybe the listeners understand, but I'm not understanding what you're saying. You talk clearly into your phone.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
I've been to the Austin Memorial Park Cemetery this morning.
And something about Asians. Well, they're veterans, too. I mean,
well, they're veterans, but the veterans that I know don't have swastikas on their gravestones.
Well, ma'am, here's the problem. The swastika is a sun symbol that's approximately 6,000 to 8,000 years old, and everybody freaks out when people wear swastika shirts in Japan or swastika shirts in Taiwan. And again, that is a Zen Buddhist symbol, even predates that, and it is occultic, but it's not Nazi.
Well, it's very offensive anyway. I'm glad you cleared it up, because I'm very offended by it, and it just destroyed the whole cemetery for me.
Wow, so how many swastikas you see?
There's only one, but it's in gold on a black tombstone that's huge.
Well, again, I mean, it's like the American flag. If a mass murderer goes and kills you know, a million people wrapped in an American flag outfit, people are going to start hating the American flag, but it's just a symbol. But, no, I understand why you were concerned not knowing why that was there. Glad I can answer the question for you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4430. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Hi, my name is Donald from thegoldenanswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. Thegoldenanswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting five other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
Remember about a month and a half ago, the band from Paris, Texas, by the way, they had a liberal band teacher, he said, they had a march reenacting World War II, and they had about 10 different flags there of the countries involved, American, Japanese, Polish, Russian, English, and Nazi. And the people went into convulsions, violently throwing things. The band director had to apologize. Does Steven Spielberg have to apologize when he makes an Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom and there's swastikas everywhere? And they've had cases where people are in Nazi uniforms at plays that so-called intelligent upper crust go to. They'll boo and throw things. And I'm not saying you're dumb, Pat. You didn't know that the swastika is really an Asian symbol, and it's not Christian. It's a sun god symbol. Actually, it was universal. The Aztecs had it. So did the Germans and the Gauls. It's the symbol of the sun. It's sun god worship is really what it comes out of. So, yeah, you see a big gold swastika. What is that? But, they found some Pepsi products in what was it, Thailand and a few other places a few months ago that had swastikas on them. Now, the swastikas were going the other direction, but the point is the Asians just love this. It's part of their culture. And there was big apologies and all this. It's like Yahoo being pressured by the French government to not allow any World War II memorabilia to be sold, and they caught the media at gun shows with the police trying to investigate people that bought Nazi paraphernalia. Well, I guess if Smithsonian then has Nazi paraphernalia, the Pacific War Memorial Museum in Fredericksburg has Nazi flags and Nazi Lugers, and it's just mindlessness. It's absolute, total mindlessness. Not Pat saying, why is there a swastika? I understand her question. But, I mean, what I'm talking about mindlessness is the crowd getting violent at a play, or the crowd getting violent at a school band, when there's all these flags, 10 different flags, they see a Nazi flag and freak out. That shows just the... Everything's about symbols. Everything's about mindlessness, not about in-depth history understanding. 70% of Americans, adults, don't know where Iraq is. 9 out of 10 people don't know how many continents there are. Most Americans don't know what the Fourth Amendment is. 70 to 90% of high school seniors in different polls don't know who the vice president is. We've seen all these. So you're trying to talk to people that just have no grasp of anything. They just hear, give your rights up to the men in black ski mask, they'll keep you safe. It's horrible. But if I'd have been that band teacher, I wouldn't apologize. I would have got on the radio and said, hey, it's a play. Hollywood shows swastikas all the time. What's wrong with you people? But no. I'm so sorry. I won't show it ever again. I've gotten lots of emails because we have a mass murderers agree gun control works banner. And it shows Mao, and then it shows Stalin, and it shows Hitler in a swastika. And I've gotten emails. You must be a Nazi. What are you doing? And, you know, I'll a couple of weeks ago, we put up a post about Associated Press article about Bush Senior's daddy Prescott and the Nazis, and we put a big swastika up on the article and said Bush's Nazi links revealed. I got emails. Are you a Nazi? There's a swastika. I mean, are you people? You know how to send an email. You certainly know how to take another breath after the last one. You know how to tie your shoelaces. Wake up. Come on. What is your major malfunction? Oh, but then Arnold can be in hardcore porno mags and groping all these women, and for open borders, gun control, abortion on demand, say he loves Hitler, admires Hitler, wants to be a dictator, and he gets a Simon Wiesenthal endorsement. But then Simon Wiesenthal attacks Steve Voss, who sings about America coming together against tyranny. But again, they don't care. They don't care. The media doesn't care. They'll tell you Terry Schiavo's a vegetable, and then show video of her blinking her eyes and mumbling. And the new definition must be, well, we kill people who are talking. That's that. You're a vegetable now if your eyes are wide open. It's just black is white is black, up is down is up. I'm sick of it. Let's go ahead and talk to HW in Colorado. Go ahead, sir.
HW here. Alex, I appreciate your show this morning. This was almost too much for a man to take. But let me give you more of my history. I survived the Second World War barely, coming from Dresden, with all the refugees coming in from the east, you know. Them dislocated Germans originally, the Polish, all nationalities, Jewish, and so on. We had some in our house there on the suburbs of Dresden. And we did the best, though we were stolen some stuff by that Jewish guy, by a girl. But anyway, we weren't mad. We tried to make the best. But I realized soon there was something way behind Hitler. Now I learned he was an illegitimate child of the Rothschilds. I learned that $100 trillion that the Rothschilds used to control the world, printed money, simply printed. Rockefeller owns only $10 trillion. Well, what is reality? That was my question. I noticed when the chimney sweep came into my parents' house in Germany, he told me this I had to do and that. I couldn't burn wood sticks. I'd have to, in the end, buy Russian gas or hydrogen. That's what they wanted to sell you here now. They had just hydrogen.com in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, they want you under their control.
Was that the best dependency they could get out of you, selling you hydrogen? Because anything refined they sell you. So far it was just refined crude oil and gas that they stole or committed through armed robbery from Iraq. Well, gosh, how much more evil can things get?
Well, this is just the beginning, my friend. The storm is it's like being in a beach house when a hurricane's about to hit and it's swirling towards you and things are somewhat calm. You're still out in the sunshine playing on the beach as a giant black wall accelerates at 100 miles an hour. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, HW. Dan in Indiana, or Don, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, welcome.
Don.
Yes, Don.
I had a comment and a question. My comment is, I am a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, and, you know, I pick up these magazines at the Christian bookstore, and I find things that say, How Bush Found God. And I just want people to know that George Bush is not a Christian.
Well, didn't he find him in the coffin at the Skull and Bones?
Evidently.
Or was it at Bohemian Grove?
Right. And I just, you know, I want to urge people to pray and to test the Spirit. Because, you know, Christianity is embracing him as a Christian. And they say, surely he'll do our country no harm because he's a Christian. And people I just want to say people need to wake up and you know, see the fruits in it. There's no fruits in him. And I just wanted to make that comment because I was
Well,
reading.
They'll say, oh, they just passed a partial birth abortion ban. No, they didn't. I read the bill. It just says they can't kill the baby on the table. You can kill it up to 9 months. Just do it in the birth canal.
Oh, my. And, you know, it's sad that Christians are falling for this, or, you know, so-called Christians are falling for it. You know, they're not looking and seeing, and so I just...
Well, they'll say that, you know, Islam is the religion of the devil. I mean, certainly it's not a Christian religion, and it is occultic, but at the same time, our government is funding the radical Islam,
right,
selling them the hadiths, funding the terrorist groups. So, again, it's an excuse to attack the Muslims who have not been our enemy, but now will be.
Exactly. Mhm. Yeah. And for my question, have you heard any behind-the-scenes news in homeschooling? Is there any?
Well, they're panicking. There's now 3 million homeschoolers, up from 2 million a year ago. There's a giant exodus out of the schools. Even the yuppies and the hippies are getting their children out. The more cameras they put in the bathrooms, and so the government's trying to demonize homeschooling all over television, all over print media, and the dramas and sitcoms. California, Illinois are trying to claim it's illegal, though it's not, using color of law, trying to force parents to sign contracts, waiving rights, and to let CPS in, but that's not working. So the government's panicking.
Okay. I was kind of writing some notes down here. Okay. Well, I just kind of wanted to find out what was going on, and, you know, I homeschool, but I wasn't sure what was going on behind the scenes. You know, I know the homeschoolers make everything kind of look fearful and good, at least on this end of the country. So,
well, it is scary. I mean, they do not want you teaching your children. They want them indoctrinated on how to use methamphetamine, how to take Ritalin, how to take Prozac, how to have underage sex, how to get pregnant by a gang member.
Exactly. Exactly. Our children have never seen school. They're young, and they haven't seen school, and they never will.
Well, it's important to let them know what the New World Order is, though, or the New World Order will hit them from the rebellion angle to try to catch them in their snares.
Right. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Don. I really appreciate that call from Indiana. Let's talk to Jake. Jake, where are you calling us from? Okay. Jake, you still there? Jake must have walked away from his phone. Okay, who's up next, Mark? Michael in Kentucky. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Wow, that was quick. I wasn't expecting to be on that soon. Hey, I've been hearing some little sound bites from this Terry Schiavo or whatever her name is. The situation there where they're claiming, you know, that they've got like people close to the family that say, well, it's just time to let her go. Their family, their parents are being too selfish and all this, and they're touting the. And what I was going to ask you is, because I haven't found anything on this.
It's so loving to kill somebody who's fully conscious.
Well, what I was getting at is they're trying to put out this idea that the medical records are not being, or they're being withheld or something, that her brain is essentially full of spinal fluid and there's not much left of her. There's big cavities or holes in her, where her brain's supposed to be. And,
total lies.
Yeah, see, that's what I don't understand is,
but the media,
nobody's calling them on it.
Well, we have been trying. I mean,
yeah. Well, I mean, in the major media, nobody's been able to.
No, they're saying she's in a coma.
Yeah, it's just stupid. I can't, you know. And well, like you say, we've got a critical mass out there of people that are ready to just. I don't know if it's going to take. I saw a minister on. Now, I think it was with Bill Moyers on
PBS.
Yeah, PBS, calling for civil disobedience. I don't know if you've covered that or not, but he's saying that all the Abrahamic descendants or religions, such Jews and Muhammad or whatever, Islam and Christians, need to unite in civil disobedience against the policies of he's sort of on track as far as calling for these people that claim to run on a Christian platform, so to speak, like, I guess, you know, Ashcroft and Bush and
let me boil this down.
Dashiell.
It's not good for the Muslims, it's not good for the Jews, it's not good for the Christians to let the New World Order play us off against each other, and that's exactly what's happening. Order out of chaos.
Mm-hmm. So he's calling for that. You know, but he's calling for civil disobedience, I guess, in the spirit of Martin Luther King. And, you know, I don't know if that would involve, you know, laying down and stopping the subway trains or what, but he's, you know, that's kind of a hint that he was getting at. And it looked, I'm just, you know, that sort of stuff could help to escalate chaos, seems
no,
to me.
No, definitely. People are very receptive to the truth right now, Michael, But escalating into confrontations at this point, it depends on what you're talking about, what particular issue. If it's a land grabbing or a gun grabbing, you got to stand up. But to go out and be cannon fodder for the police to beat you over the head,
exactly.
You first got to educate people about the provocateurs that they hire.
And with half of our so-called state militia somewhere around halfway around the world, what are they going to do? They're going to call in the Interpol World UN Security Force and be just like something out of Chris Christopherson's America.
That's it. 2 weeks ago, they did a NATO takeover drill at the home of Northcom in Colorado Springs.
And of course, on 9/11, they were having that Northcom thing where they were running a simulation of flying planes into buildings. I wonder how many people sat around and going, "Oh, it's just a simulation."
Well, that was it. That's how the CIA ordered them to stand down. Oh, it's a pre-planned drill of the exact places in New York and D.C. being attacked at the exact time. Just total coincidence. Everybody stand down. Then later they put it in the Associated Press and New York Daily News and say, "Oh, it's no big deal."
One thing, though, that I think they have used against the PSYOP that they've used on the major media is having them not talk about how these Muslims were able to sneak these, whatever they were, craft knives or box cutters or whatever. What did they disguise them as to get them through the X-ray device? And
it's ridiculous. Let me tell you, airline pilots are tough hombres.
Right.
They're almost all former military people. And if you don't, and if you think that airline pilots are going to let two or three or four thugs with box cutters subdue them, I got a bridge I want to sell you. Thanks for the call. Got to let you go. Before I'm going to come back and hit the final news, and there's a bunch of it here about the post office and the police state and a bunch of other tidbits. Before I end this hour, this segment, folks, you need to go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and read about my new film, The Matrix of Evil. It's over 2 hours long, 2 hours, 10 minutes or so. Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, Frank Morales, Colonel Craig Roberts, excerpts of three of my speeches, different type of film than what I've done in the past, news clips, documents, Austin throwing out the Patriot Act, a lot of really fiery stuff. The video of me getting in the deputy U.S. attorney's face, calling him a liar. The new video is out, The Matrix of Evil Exposed. It is a $25.95. Order three or more of any of the 10 videos I produced. They drop down to $20 a piece. That's a big discount. Perfect Christmas present. Perfect birthday present. Perfect to put on Access TV to give your local talk show host, your local sheriff, opinion makers, change minds, affect change. If you haven't gotten 9/11 Road to Tyranny or Masters of Terror, you won't know the truth about September 11th, which is the catalyst for all this. If you haven't gotten my book, Descent into Tyranny, or Order Out of Chaos, you won't know. Go to InfoWars.com, go to PrisonPlanet.com and order them. Your purchase also supports this show. Or you can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or 1-888-253-3139 to order the videos. 1-888-253-3139. Your purchase also makes this show possible. We do need your support. So be part of history. Join us in this fight. Get the videos, get the books, and get them out to people now. We'll be back with a final news blitz. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, final segment. I've kind of been going in 100 directions today. We do this show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 and back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. On the global shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 9320, and at night 5.085 and 6890 and on your local great AM or FM station. Definitely want to support them. And the internet at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Sending a letter may soon require more than a 37-cent stamp. It might also require a valid photo ID. A small change in labeling requirements for bulk mailings announced October 21st requires bulk mailers identify themselves on the outside of the envelope with a valid address. This marks the first step in the Postal Service desire to create intelligent mail. And it goes into RFID on the actual stamps. This is out of the Washington Times. That was out of Wired Magazine. Smart stamps next in war on terrorism. Sending an anonymous love letter or an angry note to your congressman, the U.S. Postal Service will soon know who you are. Beginning with bulk or commercial mail, always facing in tyranny, the Postal Service will require enhanced sender identification for all discount rate mailings, according to a notice published in the October 21st Federal Register. The purpose of identifying senders is to provide a more efficient tracking system, but more importantly, to facilitate investigations into origin of suspicious mail. See? Big brother. They first announced this 2 years ago. They didn't say that. They said to help the mail get to you better. The Postal Service began to look at updating mailing procedures after the anthrax scares that were sent by the CIA, I would add. When an unknown person or persons sent several U.S. senators the most weaponized form of U.S. anthrax ever seen, I would add, this is the first step to make the mail more secure to Joel Walker, customer service support analyst for Mailing Standards Office. Also, out of the Houston Chronicle today, federal bill would trump California's privacy law. Well, it shouldn't. Congress is poised to pass a law that would strike down groundbreaking rules in California intended to give people the power to stop banks, insurers, and brokerage firms owned by the same company from swapping their financial secrets. And it's precedent setting across the board, I would add. And when you get that Prozac sample in the mail like they just got doing. The effort spurred by banking lobbyists is part of a broader push by the financial services industry for legislation that would permanently abolish state and local laws that would give customers greater control over their private financial information. Isn't that nice? Make it easier for info to flow when the terrorists are going to get us, huh? Wackenhut denies its employees are CIA agents plotting to overthrow Venezuela Chavez. Herald Tribune, Caracas, Venezuela, a Florida company accused of working with dissidents to overthrow the Venezuelan government, rejected the Saturday videotape evidence allegedly linking them to subversive activities. Folks, if there are subversives that aren't getting in trouble, it's the government, and that's what Wackenhut is. Okay, it's just so the CIA boys can be private owners of their own slave grid. Venezuelan unit of Florida-based security company Wackenhut, denied that the video presented Wednesday by legislatures allied with President Hugo Chavez showed CIA agents advising Venezuelans in June on how to destabilize the country later this year. Oh, isn't that interesting? The video was in reality filmed in the installations of Wackenhut, Venezuela, in September 2002 during an ordinary meeting of company officials related to security services offered to a client. Oh, sure. The company said in an ad placed in El Nacional newspaper. Nobody believes you, Wackenhut. By the way, Wackenhut's got an old history of being enforcers, just like Pinkerton. Pinkerton, man. We want your land. I've owned this land for 25 years. It's mine. Then the Wackenhut people are Pinkerton folks that just blow you away. Same folks today. Same evil. They own your private prison. They got caught 2 years ago in Austin making their own little videotapes of the women they were raping. Nice folks. And they administer a lot of the concentration camps. Nice folks. No, they're not nice folks. We're out of time for this transmission, but I shall return, Lord willing, tonight, 9 to midnight Central Time, tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central Time. Please email your friends, your family, all your friends and family. Tell folks how to tune into the show and get out there and educate yourself and fight the New World Order. Have a wonderful Monday.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We water.